Welcome back, everybody. This is Parenting Unplugged. This is Elisa.
And I'm Monica.
And thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. We have a really important story to talk about. We're here to share our stories about the day that the baby arrived and what our actual stay at the hospital was like. We both had hospital births, Monica and I, so we have different stories, definitely very different situations, and we really felt the need to share what our experience was like. I feel like that's something that a lot of people don't talk about. You know, it's just like it's one of those things like no one talks about how hard it could be at the hospital the moment that the baby arrives. So yeah, I think that this is a really important one today.
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, everyone has such a unique birth story, like what we touched upon in our last few episodes. And thank you again for listening, because you know that there were some big stories that we told you guys the last few episodes, and they were really close. Obviously, it's the closest things to our hearts that we hold. And then when you go through all of your labor story, obviously you then have, you know, your beautiful baby in front of you. And like you said, Elisa, I don't think people really speak about like how you're feeling when you have your baby in your arms, and especially when it becomes just mum and baby for the first time. And that could be at the hospital. It could be when you go back home. It could just be when, you know, wherever, whatever space that you are in, when it is just you and baby, like especially I'm talking about mum and baby, right? So I guess, I mean, let's just get started with that. I mean, like how did you feel, Elisa, when it was, when you had that moment? I mean, when was that moment when it was just you and your baby girl, Cammy?
So I mean I wasn't really I will I never really had a moment where I was alone with her. Demo was always in the room with me. So I never really had like a moment just to myself with her. From what I can remember, it was all a blur. But when I did feel like a close connection with her was like the moment that she was born and she was put on my chest, and I feel like that is kind of when it hit for me. Then after that, I do remember there were moments that like Demo had fallen asleep on the couch. And I looked over and I had woken up from a nap. And I looked over and I was just like, wow, that's my baby. You know, that, you know, this little tiny human just came out of my body. That is absolutely, you know, I was exhausted, but I couldn't, I was in absolute shock that that baby was mine. So, and it definitely took a couple of days to process. So I think that that is like that was my initial reaction, just like shock, disbelief, tired from still, you know, delivering a baby. And, you know, obviously I was starting to feel like that love connection, but I feel like for me, it was mostly like a shock feeling. It was mostly like, okay, wow, you know, I created that. My body was able to create this, you know? So, that kind of like out of body experience. What was that like for you, Monica, when you had your first moment with your baby?
I mean, I think for me, you know, like when Noah came into the world, I had to, like I said in my previous in our previous episode, I had to go into theatre for the last part of my labour, and he got delivered via forceps. And when he came out, he didn't cry for what seemed like an eternity to me as the mum, you know, because obviously as a mum, you're looking for that first cry to know that they're okay. And it took them, I don't know, obviously I don't know, it was a very long labor for me, but I would say maybe a good 30 seconds to a minute to hear that cry. And I remember looking at George, kind of looking at him, searching his eyes like, where is my baby, where is my baby, why can I not hear him? And obviously, you know, I heard his cry, and they brought him over straight, like you said, and they put him on my chest, and I felt that relief straight away. And obviously, you know, George was in the room, and after the labor, as I said in my previous episode, George was breaking out in chickenpox during my labor, which is obviously not ideal, and that caused a lot of traumas in me to have to deal with that. And so naturally, once Noah was delivered safely, George actually had to leave the hospital and self-isolate so he wouldn't harm the baby. And he was also very worried, and he didn't want anything to happen to Noah as well. So literally a matter of hours after Noah was born, I think maybe an hour after Noah was born, he had to leave. And he didn't get to hold Noah. It was just me holding Noah. So he went. My mum and dad, who were there, they left. And I remember this moment because I was in the hospital bed. I was still numb from the waist down, from the spinal. And I just remember, just looking at Noah, like you were saying, just in disbelief. Like, I think I was almost like on a survival switch, because in my mind, my priority was to keep my baby alive, because I'd gone through this really long labor. I'd ended up in theater anyway, delivering Noah. And then my support system was just gone, right? So I had no one to hand Noah to get, a little bit of respite. And the nurses and the midwives in the UK, they cannot care for your baby for any amount of time, not for 1 second or 1 hour. So it is, the baby does need to be with the mum or a member of the family.
So Monica, this part absolutely blew my mind because we have like obviously we have nurseries in the US where you can send your baby at any time, overnight, during the day. I know moms that just like leave their babies all day. I mean, like, I think that, they'll bring them in once in a while, especially for like, contact with a mother. But like, that is just insane to me. That's crazy. And I wonder if it's like, is it so they don't spread germs? I
I
wonder what the
mean,
reason behind it could be, but I don't
I'm
know.
not sure. I never really went in to the ins and outs of that. I think kind of life overrode that, and I was now a mum, and we just kept going through.
Right.
But
You just have to chug through.
we just had to, I don't know whether it is a new rule since COVID. Could be a possibility. It could be just child protection. Maybe the child protection
That
policy
too.
had changed in the UK. And I'm not sure, because I gave birth via the NHS, an NHS hospital. Obviously, there are probably private birthing centres in the UK where you get that service. That's something I didn't look into. But from my situation, if you were to give birth via the NHS in the UK in a hospital, that would be the policy for
I
them.
see.
And I think for me, because of all of the events were just kind of like a domino effect, I think that was, for me, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, really?
No, you were just in survival mode at that point. I can't even
And
imagine after a
yeah,
long
I've
labor, too.
yeah and I feel like after, when he got delivered, that rush of love came to me as soon as I heard his little cry and he was put on my chest. But I feel like when my support system left, literally about 45 minutes, an hour after, I went, I didn't, that flow of love had to take a pause, because I was like, okay, I need to get back into survival mode. I need to get back into
I need to figure out
keeping
this
us
mom
both
thing.
alive, you know?
I
Yeah,
need
and
to
we need
figure
to
out
figure
what
out
it's
this
like to
mom
be a
thing,
mom,
right?
right? Yeah, it's a lot.
But I think for me, having moments alone with my baby was a little bit scary because of the situation I was in. And of course, I was, I was beyond happy. My love tank was full, but I was also very nervous, and I was very worried for my baby's safety, because I was so tired and I hadn't slept now in 2 days.
Oh my God.
So that also takes a toll. So it's interesting, you know, and this is why we wanted to talk to our list to you guys out there about this, because everyone has different stories. And your first moment with your baby could be the day of delivery, but it could be days after, because depending on, you know, what your situation is.
Wow, that must have been really hard for you. And I mean, like, yeah, after going through like a long labor, you just think you can count on like some kind of support there for you. So the fact that you didn't have your partner, your family, and then the hospital couldn't provide support either, that must have been really hard. So I'm definitely, really proud of you for like getting through that moment and, kind of like seeing the end of the tunnel. And that is honestly what motherhood comes down to. At the end of the day, like I just feel like somehow, one way or another, this like motherhood instinct kicks in and we just figure it out. Like I don't know where it comes from. I didn't have this before I was a mom, but like now I just have a way of figuring it out, of figuring out what works and just kind of like following your heart, and just let that kind of lead the way.
No, definitely.
So you're talking about hospital care. I know, and like I wanted to get into like a little bit more about what the actual hospital experience was like too. So there's like definitely really specific things as far as like using the toilet, your first shower. I feel like those things could be really hard. I think like for example, for me, I didn't want to use the toilet. I didn't want to use it.
Mean, when was
I
it?
was
When did
scared.
you ha when was that moment for you? Like, how long after labor?
I don't think I used it the day of. I don't think I did. Or maybe I might have. I might have. I mean, I peed. But like I was afraid to A, pee, and I was definitely afraid to poop. Like, oh, big time. And I was I couldn't I didn't want to use the bathroom at all. I'm like, do I have to use the
You know
bathroom
what?
now?
I had a catheter.
So
I
did
had a
I.
catheter in. Did you have that? And it was just the
Yes.
weirdest thing.
Yeah, but they took it out right away after delivery.
They didn't want to take mine out. And I
Oh.
was, and I needed, like, I felt like I needed, when I felt the urge to like poop, right? And I was like, they were like, you're going to have to carry the bag into the toilet, plus your baby.
Oh, what?
And I was like, no, I said, sorry, no, I said, the catheter needs to come out. Like, it needs to come out. And they were like, you need to prove to us that you can pee freely and do it. It's like all this red tape. And so they did eventually take the catheter out, because I cannot go into the bathroom with a bag coming
What?
out of my nunny and then
Yeah.
expect me to poop, which is very, very
A challenge
scary.
on its own, for sure, for
Then you've
sure.
got a newborn baby. You just
Yeah. Oh my
so
God.
yeah, but the catheter is, I mean, that's a very strange device anyway.
I
Very
don't remember.
strange.
I don't remember it at all. I just remember that Demo told me when I was like in like active labor that they were gonna put a catheter on me. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, whatever, just do what you gotta do. And then the moment it came out, I don't even know. I don't know when it came out. I believe that it came out like right after birth. That's probably something I have to ask Demo because he will remember. But I don't remember taking it to the toilet with me, that's for sure. I believe that it came out like all together, like with the
Oh,
baby and
that's
with all
good.
of
Oh, that's
the
good. Mine was about 2 days after labor. That's when I did my first poop.
Oh, okay.
So,
Well, yeah, I definitely also did my first poop like about 2 days after labor, and I was really afraid to. I had to take a laxative. I know that we spoke about that. I took that. I took it with me from home because I heard that it was going to be hard to poop, that it could have been hard to poop. So I did take it with me. But the hospitals here provide a lot. So the hospitals also provide that here as well. So I remember I took it with me, my hospital bag, just in case, but I remember that they gave it to me anyways, because I'm like, yeah, just give me that so I can actually go, because I wait, you get the urge to go eventually, you're just like afraid. But I do remember when I did go, I felt a huge relief.
I
I'm like,
bet. Yeah, no, yeah, it's true.
yes. Yes.
Because
Oh
it's
my
a
God.
buildup of so long.
Yes,
It's
it
like a
is.
massive build up,
It
you know?
is. It's a big buildup. And obviously you're starting to like clean out your system from whatever
Mm.
was in there before. So yeah, that's definitely, that was a very, very hard experience, something that no one talks about, but it's a strange one, you know.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
you know, another thing, I don't know if you had a moment like after baby was born, did you get a moment to like really look at yourself in the mirror and see what you look like? Like, do you remember seeing what you look like?
I remember the first time I looked at myself was the first time I went to the bathroom. And that wasn't the first time I pooped. It was just, I think, the first time I went to the bathroom to pee after they took the catheter out. And I remember just looking at myself in the mirror, but not being sure who was looking back. I felt it was a very almost out of body experience because I was coming off whatever, you know, I was just becoming, because I had a spinal, they had to test that you can walk without feeling dizzy because a spinal is it is stronger than an epidural. It gives you complete numbness from the waist down within like 60 seconds. So it's very, very strong. And it takes, you know, a good amount of time for it to leave your system. So after, you know, you have a bit of a wobbly start, and then, you know, I think everything combined with the tiredness setting in as well. It was for me a little bit strange because your reflection now is just a completely different version of yourself. You know, you've got the new title of a mum for me, you know, for us, because yeah, as first time mums.
Explain to me how some moms look good after delivery. Have you seen the pictures where mothers are like, they have makeup on or they have like lip gloss or they're like glowing? Explain to
I
me
don't know. I mean,
that.
I think if I chose maybe to have maybe an epidural, or if that was in my plan from the beginning and the epidural worked, maybe that could have provided some relief. But obviously my plan was I didn't want an epidural, which I'm glad I didn't have it. But I don't understand. I don't understand because I looked a complete mess. I was It was, I mean, but it's a, I don't understand how you can, you know, even put makeup on after you've delivered a baby because you're just so tired and you just want to rest.
I listened to some videos and they said how like some moms would like pack minimal makeup and take it to the hospital, and I'm like, I'm not doing such
Oh,
a
no.
thing. I'm not taking makeup with me to the hospital. There's no way,
No.
it's not happening. So
No.
but you know, I
I
had an
took lip gloss, lip balm. That's the only
I took
thing
my
I had.
chapstick. I took my
Yeah,
chapstick. That was about it. But I think like I had a very similar moment to you. I remember it was like one of the first times I went to use the bathroom, and I was wearing I took like high-waisted undies, so you know, I saw that like some like people were recommending to like take like high-waisted undies to kind of like provide like feel like you're getting like a little bit of support. So I had like these like high-waisted undies, and so I just like stood in front of the mirror, and I was in absolute disbelief, and I couldn't believe who was like looking back at me. I was puffy. I was you know, I had still like, you know, you're still swollen from the belly, so
Yeah,
you look
of
like you're like
course.
maybe 6 months pregnant or something like that. And that part was what I couldn't believe. I'm like, okay, I no longer have a baby in me, but I still have a belly. So, you know, and yeah, I just was like really tired. And it was just like very weird. It was a very weird feeling because you go from being pregnant for 9 months, and those 9 months felt like forever. I felt like I was pregnant like my entire life. You know, once I had the baby, I'm like, what do you mean I'm no longer pregnant? What? You know, you go from the feeling of being pregnant and having a baby and growing a baby inside of you to not no longer having a baby in you. It's so weird. So that's kind of like the person that was staring at me, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm a whole mom, and Camila's now, you know, outside of me, and now we're gonna figure this out. And you know, so I just kind of like I felt like I kind of gave myself a little bit of a pep talk when I stared at myself in the mirror, and yeah, it definitely really, really weird feeling, but yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You said you were talking, and this is just something I wanted to talk about. When you said you had the high-waisted undies that you took to the hospital, would you recommend those? Do you think that's something, did that help you?
Yeah, so I mean, there were several things that I took in the hospital here. They do give a lot, and I wasn't sure what they were going to give, so I just kind of took it all just in case. So I had the high-waisted undies, I had that. I had not just the pads, like period pads, I had diapers, like adult diapers. The reason why I got that was because a good friend of mine told me, like, listen, forget about the pads. Just get yourself diapers so then you don't even have to worry about it. You know, if you're just like, if it leaks or whatever it is, you don't have any issues with leaking. You know, you're barely gonna be able to walk, like you're gonna be exhausted. So if you have like diapers on, you don't have any issues. So I got diapers and I got some good ones. Like I got obviously some like women, you know, like I guess like I think that if you Google them, they're like postpartum diapers. And they worked amazing. I love them. And I even kept I put them on while I was at the hospital. Oh no, I did not. I put them on when I got home, because when I got home, that's when my period really started kicking in. So at the hospital, I had like their pads. I had pads on, the like they were like kind of like thicker pads that they gave. But then when I came home, I wore the diapers because like I got a very heavy period. I'm sure you did too, right? Like right after, yeah, super heavy. So I had that. The Perry bottle, I took it, but they provided one anyways, and that thing is genius. That thing is an absolute
That
must.
is good. Yeah, I use
Oh,
one of those.
right. So good. I had the ice packs. I had a spray that I like a kind of like a Perry spray. That it was oh, I think it was like witch hazel. So it was like a little bit with like more like natural ingredients to it, and I loved it. It was really, really good. So I would spray like my panties, like my panty liners with like this like witch hazel spray, and it caused like a cooling sensation. So that was really good. And then I mean a couple of other things that I took that I think were really important too. I took a nursing bra with me. I took pajamas that were button-down pajamas.
Yeah, me too.
You did? Yeah. So definitely button-down pajamas, because then that way you can nurse the baby when the baby comes. You don't have to like get completely naked or, you know, just
Exactly.
you still like comfortable. I took that. I think I took a robe to like throw on, some slippers. And yeah, like those are mostly like the things that I took that I found to be really important at the hospital. And then I think some people take, oh, I think I actually did take it too. I took like a nursing pillow, like a boppy, I think it's called. So I took that with me, and I think that we ended up a demo might have ended up using it, or I ended up using it. And then we took extra pillows too, just for like comfort and stuff, kind of like a hotel stay. But yeah, what did you take, and what did you find useful?
Well, I took most of the objects, you know, those the things that you were talking about. And I did find that most of the products worked really well. I really like the Perry bottle. That really helped me out.
Genius.
Like
Oh yeah.
that was really good. I did take a few Perry sprays, but I was too I didn't really want to put anything in that area, so I just stuck to warm water with my Perry spray. I didn't use
Oh,
anything else.
yeah.
I did get a belly wrap, but I didn't use it until maybe a week postpartum,
Oh, yeah.
maybe just over a week.
Yep. I had one too, actually. I had one too. I kind of waited to use it until like I felt comfortable with using it.
I actually had two because I had two, but The thing is, I tried it a few, like a week or so postpartum, but I didn't keep using it. And in hindsight, now that now it's going to be 2 in April, I now wish that I would have kept on using it. Because I think that would have helped. I think, you know, like moving forward, like if I was going to have another child, I would definitely like really invest in a good belly wrap and just stick to it. Because it is uncomfortable. You know, the last thing you want to do is like a week or 2 weeks postpartum is like be binded up, and that's the last thing you want, right? But at the same time, when you come back from hospital and you feel like everything is hanging out of you know, it can be a little bit, you know, nice to have to feel like you're kind of like something's holding
Supported.
you up, right? And
Supported,
supporting.
yeah. And it actually helps with like also flushing out what's in your body too, like the
Yeah.
excess water and getting all of that stuff
Yeah.
out. It'll help with that
Yeah.
too. So I'm the
Definitely.
same with you. I would put it on because I was here with my mom, and like Dominicans are like big on like using a faja. So like my mom, I know after I gave birth to the baby, mommy's like, "Oh, are you gonna put on the faja?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I'll put it on." She would remind me to put it on. And it's so uncomfortable because obviously you're also trying to figure out how to feed the baby.
Exactly.
But it is actually, you know, it's helpful for your body, and then it's also helpful to
It
like for the
is.
health of your body as well. So
Yeah. It's interesting though, because some people like swear by it. I wanted to swear by it, but it was just too uncomfortable. But in hindsight, I can see, you know, the benefits of using one. So I was just, you know, it's interesting to hear about that. And I guess another big one, just to kind of wrap up as like a last kind of viewpoint on this episode, is beginning the breastfeeding journey. Because I know that's a big one, and they you know, if you choose to breastfeed, of course they do ask, they show you how to in the hospital. You know, they give you support. They have lactation consultants at hand in the hospital I was in. And even though in our previous discussion, they weren't allowed to have my baby, I would say that the hospital treated me and Noah amazingly. Like, I had so much support there. They were checking on me what seemed like every 5 minutes. They really had the support there. If I needed something, they would send someone in. And they could see that I was on my own as well, you know, so they were kind of extra attentive to that.
That's good. Okay.
And obviously, like when you get that skin to skin with your baby, they did, he was basically on the boob a matter of, I think maybe, I don't know, half an hour after he was born. He was like, you know, he was straight on. And you know, it is a little bit overwhelming. It's overwhelming but natural at the same time. It's hard to describe. But I remember in the hospital feeling good that I had the support there. You know, like there was a
That's good.
lactation specialist there, and she would pop her head in daily and just say, "How you doing? Do you want me to look at the latch?" and things like that.
That's
But I
great.
do remember coming home, and then I had a few problems with the latch, and then you don't have that support there, because you know, your husband or your support system can't really tell you what's happening, because they're not a lactation, you know, specialist. So
Then
like,
you're
how was
left
that for
alone to figure it
you?
out.
Yeah.
Man, it was rough. I think like when I was first at the hospital, the same thing. You know, we have at the hospitals here, we also have lactation consultants. And most people don't know that. Most people don't know that they can have a lactation consultant come around because you need to ask for it. So some people have told me like, "Oh, I had no idea that there's like lactation consultants on site and stuff." And yeah, so they are available to you. I had Kami on like as soon as like same as you, like right after she was born, maybe like about a half hour after. And then after that, they would come around, and I would also ask for her as well, like just to see it, to like make sure that like my latch was good and everything like that. And I think at first it was more of like just like intriguing, like kind of like stimulating the breast, like trying to get like the breast milk to come in. That's what you're kind of doing the first couple of days. It's like drops that really come in. So I don't know if, most people probably don't even know this. It's that are not like mothers. The milk supply usually will take a couple of days to come in. It's like when you're first at the hospital, it's not going to be like gushing out just because like obviously your body's not used to feeding a baby. So and then also like the latch, like the baby's latch gets like stronger and stronger with days. Like they start to learn how to open their mouths and start learning how to feed. So it got really hard for me for sure as well once I got home. Once I got home, I had a really hard time. I want to say like actually everybody was here. So like the day that I got home, so I came home like two days postpartum. I remember that already, like I was like super exhausted from coming home from the hospital and everything like that, and the baby was kind of fussy. And I remember I just went into the room and I was trying to feed her, and I remember that it was hurting. I was already like really sore, right? My mom was in the room and my sister, they were in the room with me, and I was telling them like how much it hurt, and I was telling them that I couldn't do it. I'm like, I can't do it. This hurts too much. I can't. And I remember, like, I will forever remember this moment because they just like sat there with me and they're like, come on, you can do this. Just try to put her on. And sometimes that support, although it's a tough time because you obviously just came home from the hospital and like, you're trying to wrap your head around being a mother. I needed that. I needed to hear that. I mean, I really needed to hear that from somebody, and I really needed to hear it, that it's okay. It's okay that it's hurting right now. You're going to figure it out. Just try to put her on so that, she can get used to, being with you and feeding from you. And yeah, couple of days after that, the latch still wasn't good. And what I ended up doing, I went to Gami's pediatrician, and I told her that I felt like it was hurting and I felt like I needed help. And also I felt like Gami was staying fussy after I fed her. And she referred me to a lactation consultant. So then that's when I had actually like someone come to the house and visit me here. And she helped me with the latch. And she came maybe like a week after Gami was born. And then she also came, I want to say like about when Gami was like a month old, because I had like another issue with like a latch and just like painful breasts and just like, the usual stuff.
It's a minefield. It's a minefield for sure. But I
That
feel like
was.
breastfeeding, and I know we're going to do like a later episode because that really needs like a whole space, maybe even one, possibly two episodes, because I know you are. Even I know you had some hard times to begin with, but you were a warrior with breastfeeding. You breastfed Cammy for how long was it? 18 months?
So a year and a half, a year and 5 months, a year and 5 months exactly. And I can tell you that every month that went by was like a miracle sent by God,
That's
because that's
that is
literally how I felt.
amazing. That is amazing.
It was definitely the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. Like I think that even before giving birth, I think that this was even harder. It
And you
was
know
hard.
what? I applaud you so much because I feel like I cannot wait for you to tell the story of your breastfeeding journey. And I want to dedicate like a whole space for that. I wasn't as fortunate with my breastfeeding journey, which is okay. And, it's also okay to let mums know that if you don't decide to breastfeed, or in my case, I managed to breastfeed for about 4 months. But that's better than nothing, like it's whatever you can do as a mum. But I think, like you said, like the milk doesn't come in for a few days. So I was actually giving Noah my colostrum, which I stored when I was pregnant. So actually, I saved my colostrum in these little syringes and I froze them. So my family like actually brought the frozen syringes up every few days, and he was having that because he was, like that he was still finding his latch. It wasn't going as smoothly as I would have liked. And he also had an undetected tongue tie. which is again a whole other thing. That's a whole other a space we can dedicate to that, because I know so many mums out there where their babies have had tongue ties, and it's so stressful for the mum, for the baby, because for my case, no, I did have a tongue tie, but the hospital didn't detect it. And it wasn't until maybe 2 months after that I had to go to a specialist, and they were like, he's got a tongue tie. But by that point, my milk supply was already dropping. So that
I
was
see.
my battle. But it was, you know, it was a tough time. And again, I won't speak too much on this episode because I know we are running a bit short on time, but
I mean,
I
to
can't
wrap
wait to
to
talk about that. You know,
I
that our listeners need to know about that too.
For sure. I mean, I think like to wrap up like the breastfeeding topic, for like the hospital time anyways, I think that everyone just needs to know that like support should be available to you at the
Yes.
hospital if you choose to breastfeed. So definitely look for the support and look for it often. Just ask for them, just tell them like,
Exactly.
what do I need to do? Does this look right? They'll
Yes.
like show you like different positions. And then from there, continue to ask for support. When you get home, if like you're through the pediatrician, or just continue asking questions. And yeah, I think that that is probably going to be the best way, just to kind of figure things out if you're looking to breastfeed
Absolutely.
for as long as
Yes.
it's possible. So
Well, thank you for listening, everyone. This has been another great episode, great topics. Thank you for sharing, Elisa.
Yeah, thank
So much
you.
to
Thank you
say, as
guys.
always.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining today. This was a really good one, but we're really looking forward to the next episodes, which we're going to be talking about the first few months of like what it's like the moment that you bring the baby home, and then what comes after, which that is when it
Yes.
gets really interesting.
Yes. The
So,
newborn trenches, as we call
the newborn trenches. So
it.
those will be coming up next. We're really excited to share our stories as to like how our babies grew up the first couple of weeks and months. And yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for listening, and
Thank
we'll catch you
you.
next time.
Yep, see you then. Bye.
Bye.